following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to another episode of Working 24-8, all about the life and legacy of NBA superstar Kobe Bean Bryant. So for this episode, I wanted to get into the depths of what Kobe Bryant's family dynamic was, how he was with his parents, how he was with his wife and his kids, and how everything just affected everything family-wise. So obviously I have mentioned that his mom and dad before, but not too much. So I'm going to get into that. And then I'm going to go into his actual family while he was with the duration of his career in the NBA with his wife and his daughters. And I think I wanted to get into the term of what girl dad meant. Now, a lot of people know what the term girl dad is and how that relates to Kobe Bryant, but there's a lot of people that don't know what being a girl dad is. And so that's kind of the topic of this episode, and we'll just get right into it. So obviously, Kobe Bryant, basketball, just all of it. Basketball ran through his blood. His uncle played professional basketball. His dad obviously played professional basketball. And so basketball's always been a part of Kobe Bryant's life. So his dad played professional basketball in Italy. And his mom, I guess you can say, was the average stay-at-home mom, but obviously was there supporting the dad when he played overseas, and then when Kobe went into the NBA. So I guess with his family, his parents and him had somewhat of a troubled relationship, I would say, at least from what I've read. Their relationship was not perfect. Like, they didn't approve of his marriage to Vanessa. So I guess we can start with that. And so his parents, I guess not much is known about the relationship that Kobe had with his parents, but it was pretty interesting. So Vanessa was 17 in high school at the time, I guess trying to be a professional dancer in some music videos. So Kobe's parents, Miss Pam and Mr. Joe, weren't really pleased when they heard that Kobe wanted to get married at a young age, or at least engaged. They wanted him to focus on his career, which was basketball, and to have that pan out before just settling down really early with a girl, especially a girl that they viewed as someone that wasn't really, I guess, up to their standards. And another theory, according to Goldcast, as to why Kobe's parents disapproved of Vanessa was because she wasn't African American. She was of the Hispanic heritage. And I guess that's another topic for another day when it comes to race approval and that type of thing when it comes to relationships. But Kobe's parents thought that Kobe would be distracted after getting engaged to Vanessa at a young age, and who she was as a person and what she did, and that she wasn't black. So that was, I guess, one estrangement in the relationship with Kobe and his parents. But Kobe, of course, decided to say, forget that, parents, and go against their wishes. And he married Vanessa anyway. So everyone knows that Kobe and Vanessa dynamic and how he married her and she was his wife. So everyone never knew that in the end. So Pam, his mom, Joe, his dad, and Kobe's two older sisters named Shariah and Shia, they didn't go to Kobe's wedding with Vanessa. And that's a, I guess, a really bold statement. If my parents didn't go to my wedding or my brother didn't go to my wedding because of their disapproval of the person I was marrying, it would kind of make me a little upset. And unfortunately, because of that estranged disapproval, Kobe kind of seemed distant from his family for about 2 years. Until Natalia, who was his firstborn, until she was born in 2003. So even though Kobe's career in the NBA took off and he won a couple NBA championships, his relationship with his parents wasn't the best because he married Vanessa. But once he had a kid and that grandparent aspect comes into it, along with being aunts for Shariah and Shia, the relationship was kind of forced to repair, I guess. And according to what Kobe has said, Kobe's relationship with his parents was, quote, I won't say the word because it's, you know, laws and rules, but it was boo-boo garbage. And everyone can anticipate the word that I can't say. But yeah, his relationship with his parents wasn't that great. But he did obviously get that basketball blood in his veins from his dad and from his uncle. And he lived in Italy for 8 years while his dad played professional basketball. And I guess the more you grow up and you mature and you become a father and just experience the career that Kobe had, then relationships are mended. And thankfully, I'm pretty sure his relationship with his mom and dad got better, even though they had a couple ups and downs, you know, in 2005, 2013, when his parents were caught selling Kobe's career memorabilia. Everything is mendable, and I'm pretty sure that Kobe and his parents, especially after his death, of course, the relationship was mended. But of course, the relationship you have with your parents also plays into the relationship that you have with your own family. As I mentioned before, Kobe met Vanessa while Vanessa was a pretty young adult, 17. Kobe was 20, and they met during a music video shoot in 1999. And she was just in high school, and Kobe was at the brink and start of his NBA career. But they got married in April of 2001, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't exactly a fairy tale marriage, obviously because, like I said, Kobe's parents didn't approve of the marriage. And then in 2003, according to Entertainment Today, he was accused of sexually assaulting a 19-year-old woman at a Colorado hotel. And yes, Kobe admitted that he was unfaithful to Vanessa, and that came with a bunch of rifts in the marriage. Obviously, trust, honesty, loyalty was questioned, but he denied sexually assaulting the woman and said that their sexual encounter was consensual. And I guess I was too young to hear about all that buzz until I was a little bit older and reading into Kobe Bryant's history and looking into the case against him. That was eventually dismissed, but Vanessa stood by his side, even though she could have, obviously, I feel like she was upset and angry at Kobe, but she stood by him, and and all throughout that court case and the criminal case against him, she stood by him. And that just shows the relationship that her and Kobe had. And even to this day, after his death, she is still standing by him and still carrying his legacy that he made for himself while he was in the NBA. And obviously, when you're a young rookie rising star like Kobe was, you're gonna get a lot of heat on you at the beginning. And I guess Kobe wasn't smart, obviously, doing what he did with the 19-year-old girl at the, well, woman, I guess, at the hotel, but he clearly learned from his mistakes. And, you know, they had Natalia, Gigi, Bianca, and Capri, their four children. And so as Kobe went through his NBA career, he needed to be that example for his family. And I remember seeing a lot of pictures of, you know, his whole family being courtside at the Lakers games, at the Staples Center, and just standing by Kobe, being that loyal family that I guess today in the NBA, you know, we have a lot of players that are baby daddies or have girlfriends or not really a strong family like Kobe did. And I feel as if Kobe set an example as to what family really is. And of course, you're going to go through ups and downs, and that comes with growing up and maturing. But after the little hiccup in 2003, he did a really good job of just representing a strong NBA family. And of course, Kobe had his times on the road where he, you know, could have been tempted to be disloyal again, but he didn't. And he showed that to Vanessa. And I think that's what was really strong about their relationship, is that they got over that hump. Vanessa stood loyal to him, and they created a family. And of course, everyone knows that when Kobe passed away, Gigi, his second oldest daughter, was right there with him. And unfortunately, she passed away as well. And I guess something to note about Gigi is that she was the basketball player of their family. Natalia had played volleyball and I guess was pursuing a different road with modeling, different things like that. But Gigi was a little basketball star like Kobe was. And that's when Kobe, post-retirement, became that girl dad. And that's what I want to talk about, what being a girl dad really means, because I kind of experienced that with my dad. And my dad played college basketball. He coached college basketball, and basketball has always been in my blood as well. And I'm a daddy's girl. And so what being a girl dad is, I guess how Kobe played it out was, you know, being that coach, that supportive father to whatever his daughters were doing, even Natalia when she wasn't playing basketball. But even more so for Gigi, you know, he was Gigi's coach. He coached the Mambacitas. And, you know, I mentioned Mamba Sports Academy. He had a whole team through Mamba Sports Academy that he coached. And he wanted to expand the legacy of women's basketball. And I think he really started to do that before he passed away. And being a girl dad is just being that supportive father, that friend, that person that you can go to when you're struggling. And not to say that you can't be a boy dad instead of just a girl dad if you don't have any girls, but, you know, father leads by example. And Kobe did that for Natalia, Gigi, Bianca, and even Capri. I mean, Capri was she was still a baby when Kobe passed away, and I guess didn't really get to experience Kobe as a father, but, you know, Kobe had this not huge target on his back, but the whole world's watching Kobe. What is he doing in the NBA? What's he doing post retirement from the NBA? What is Kobe doing? And, you know, he not was living in a fishbowl by any means, but just had to set a really big example for everyone. And I think he did that from his Instagram stories, posting videos of Gigi shooting at a young age, to Gigi being the star of her team, Natalia's success in the classroom and with her volleyball, and Bianca, I mean, she was pretty young too, and she, not to say she hasn't done much, but, you know, having Kobe as a dad, not to have a big expectation, but with Kobe as your father, I guess you can't really go wrong because you're set for life. Not just financially, of course, but just with having him as your dad. Everyone's going to take care of you. You have a whole support system with Kobe, Kobe's teammates, Kobe's ex-coaches, literally everyone, the whole world, I feel like, after, you know, Kobe passed, was supportive of his whole family. And Kobe left that legacy. I always tie it back to the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant. When everyone, you know, was playing basketball and shoots that long three and says, Kobe, cue sound effect.
Kobe!
When everyone says that term, everyone knows that term. And I think Kobe just left a legacy with his family and set an example for a girl dad and a boy dad for that matter. But, you know, through all the ups and downs Kobe had with his parents, with Vanessa, even with his children, I think Kobe really tried to be the best player, son, husband, and father that he could be. And I think the world will always remember that. So that's all we have for today. Next week, I will be bringing in a special guest to talk about some funny myths and legends about Kobe Bryant. And I'm excited to bring that person on next week. So I hope everyone has enjoyed listening to this episode and maybe think about the relationship you have with your family. And if you're older, your kids, or anyone for that matter, relationships, Kobe left that life and legacy example.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening, and always remember to keep that Mamba mentality. Peace, love, and Mamba out.